Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. If you want to do that through Apple Podcasts, you can try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy Gordon, you know, we have talked about this before, about how people think if they have a paranormal experience someplace, does that open up them up to more paranormal coming in?
We have discussed this.
Because it's kind of...
What are you thinking?
Well, because it makes me think, it's like, okay, if I deny it, none of it is happening. Right. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. That means you're just in denial. Now,
I agree.
So you could be in total denial. But if you've experienced it, I kind of think in a way it could kind of open you up to more because you have experienced it and you're not so shut down to it. But then I also think it doesn't matter because it's just going to happen.
Oh, I think it's just going to happen. You know, if you're sensitive to this kind of thing and it happens, it happens.
But see, what if you're not?
You can say it doesn't happen.
But what if you're not sensitive and it happens? That kind of denial. It's like, say you're not sensitive, you're home alone and you hear someone walking in the attic above.
Well, you must be sensitive if you're hearing somebody walking.
But Kathy, We talk to those people all the time. Those are the people who are like, I don't believe in it. But that one time, you know what I'm saying? But
there was that one time.
But it's like, there are people who have had experiences, but then they deny that it happens. So I don't know.
I don't understand it. Like, what is the stigma that goes with this, that somehow do people think that others will think they're crazy or something?
Could be.
Is that what it is?
Possibly.
So they just want to deny it?
Yeah. And then I think they're afraid of it. And because I'm just telling you right now, if I heard someone walking around in my attic right now, I would not be okay with that.
No, I would. No, absolutely not.
I can see why people are like, I didn't hear that. That was a raccoon. That was anything other than what I just heard.
But, you know, kind of like our mom who lives in a haunted house for 5 years. And then when you say to her, did you have any experiences, Mom? And she'll say, no, not really. Well, there was that one time this happened or that. Or I'll say, well, what about this, Mom? And she'll go, well, yeah, there was that. And then there was that.
But that was strange. To this day, she'll go, well, you kids always said it was haunted. Like, it's all our fault or something. Like,
yeah. And
kids,
so
you kids and your ghosts.
I'm like, I don't know, like, how she could be so, you know, well, yeah, that was that thing. And then not. And but yet all the time saying, no, I never had an experience. OK,
well,
Mom.
There's a lot of questions I have about our mother. I say that with love. Don't judge me. Y'all know the mother.
I'm judging.
There's a lot of people right now. It's like, oh, I got that mom.
We'll go back to our ghost stories in just a second. Did you know, though, that Ghost Bed has been crafting scary good mattresses for over 20 years? They are a family-owned company that knows the secrets to a spine-tingling slumber. Their mattresses feature signature and patented cooling technology, so even when it gets dreadfully hot, Ghost Bed keeps you cool, calm, and collected. Ghostbed also offers a 101-night sleep trial so you can test out their beds in the comfort of your own home. They also provide free shipping so you don't have to face the horrors of added costs. Quality is crucial, especially when it comes to your spine's well-being. Ghostbed never cuts corners, using only the most durable, supportive, long-lasting materials. You'll rest easy knowing your sleep experience is built to last. If you're wandering through the darkness, unsure of which mattress to choose, fear not. Ghostbed has a team of dedicated sleep experts who will guide you towards the perfect match for your needs. So while you immerse yourself in chilling tales, remember to bring comfort to your nights with Ghostbed. For a limited time, head to ghostbed.com/ghost and use code GHOST for 40% off your purchase site-wide. Just go to ghostbed.com/ghost and use code GHOST for 40% off your purchase site-wide.
Okay, yeah. So here's our story. This happened about 15 years ago. I live in a small town that is actually considered a village. I am not sure when the current school was built, but before then, there was another building used, which was turned into apartments. The old apartments had two floors with five apartments on each floor, ranging from an efficiency one bedroom with bathroom, not attached and in the hallway. Oof. To three-bedroom apartments. That would be the hardest one to live in with the bathroom not attached. Mm. I rented a two-room. It was one bedroom, living room slash kitchen combined, and a small bathroom. I only lived there about 9 months, and during that 9 months, a lot of things would happen. I worked night shift and was home three nights a week for the most part, but I basically slept from about 10 a.m. to 4 or 5 p.m. on the nights that I worked. My apartment was on the main floor, and the apartment above me had children, so when they were out of school, I could hear them yelling, running, and jumping around. To muffle the noise, I would have a movie playing or some music playing so I could get some sleep. Starting out, I would notice things moved. Cups would be out that I didn't use. My keys moved from the table instead of the shelf that I threw my bag and keys on. I always kept a bottle of water on my bedside table, and it would be on the floor. The remotes to the TV and DVD player would be on the couch instead of the coffee table. At first, I would think I must have forgot to put the cup back, or I must not have put the keys where I always put them. After a while, I would notice my radio station changing, or the movie that I was watching would be off. Again, I played that off as I must have done that. I started to hear noises in the apartment that I couldn't blame the kids upstairs for and started to see things out of the corner of my eyes. I wasn't scared because nothing hurt me, nothing was ever dangerous, but it was just little things here and there. One day I went to my friend's house and we were recording her son being silly, and I kept feeling like I was being watched and just had that feeling where something bad was going to happen. While we were watching the video, you could clearly hear someone say, "Karen, turn." And her name is Karen, by the way.
Okay.
My friend and I both got chills, and then we both watched the video move from her son and go right towards the hall in her house, and it looked like someone was standing there and moved quickly. I think we watched that at least a dozen times, then showed her brother who came in. It freaked him out too. About a week later, I was on a staycation, too broke to go anywhere, but needed a break. And when I was able to sleep at night, I didn't have any lights on, and because the kids upstairs were in bed, I didn't have the radio or a movie on. One night, I woke up to someone rolling over me, going to the bathroom, turning the light on, using the bathroom, and then rolling over me again. I thought I was dreaming, but when I woke up the next morning, the bathroom light was on. The next night, I made one of my friends stay over because I was starting to freak out, and when we pulled up, it looked like someone was standing in my bedroom because I apparently left the closet light on, even though I always turn it off and close the door when I'm not in there. I actually called someone to check it before we went in. A week before I moved out, I was supposed to work a 12-hour shift, but they called me and told me not to come in for the first four, so I took a nap on the couch. I dreamt that my apartment door opened to a very bright light and that my grandma, who died before I was born, was there and I got to hug her. The hug was so tight I couldn't breathe, and she was telling me to wake up because it was time for work. I woke up gasping for air, but I couldn't move because it felt like someone was holding me down. I finally managed to roll off the couch, but had to sit there for a few minutes to get my bearings. My alarm went off a few minutes later, which made me scream because I was already terrified. That was it for me. I moved out the next week. To this day, I see things out of the corner of my eyes and I hear people whispering to me to be quiet. I am buying the house I grew up in, and on the day I was moving in, I swear my 13-year-old son went down the hall to my bedroom. When I went in there to tell him we were heading out for more boxes, the room was empty. Another night, I was sitting at my table, my two daughters were sleeping in the living room, and I heard someone say, "Karen, be quiet." They were finally asleep, but no one else was there with us. My son was with my husband. I can no longer go to a cemetery without feeling extreme sadness and sometimes anger. I thought I saw someone sitting on the bench when we went to my husband's oldest daughter's gravesite, and when I looked back, the person wasn't there, and to make matters worse, my dad died 2 years ago, and I swear I keep seeing him at home or hearing him say something silly to the dogs. Our one dog barks at the walls or just in the air. It's really bad at night, and we just put our oldest dog to sleep, and I will wake up to hearing his clicking footsteps going around the table like he is there wandering. I don't know if living at that apartment and having the experiences I did opened a door for me, or if I'm imagining it all now. I guess I need some kind of justification for everything going on. I believe there is more and always believed that, but at the same time, am I crazy? That's the story. I don't think she's crazy. I really, no. Really, really don't.
Karen, you are not crazy. I don't. I think you have, you definitely have this, you know, second sight. And be it a blessing or a curse, you know, you just kind of have to come to some sort of way to live with it. I think, you know, all I could think is throughout listening to this, Karen sees dead people. She hears dead people. I, you know, you just have that kind of sixth sense feeling about Karen that she, and now was it something to do with that apartment? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that Karen just has this sixth sense.
What I think is interesting is that she doesn't mention anything happening prior to that. Maybe there, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But she ended up buying the house she grew up in and having experiences there. Seems like she would have had experiences when she was younger. I'm wondering.
Maybe not. You know, I think our abilities in every aspect of our life change and get
exactly
become different.
That's what
know?
I was going to say. I wonder if living in that apartment, it kind of does open it up a little bit. Like you get more in tune with it. You get more aware of it. Because I do think we all get really, really busy. I think a lot, probably most of us have some kind of inner psychic ability. I think we've all heard inner voices. I think we've all had weird feelings. So I think we're all capable of having an ability. Now, I do think you can get more in tune with that ability as you get older, as you use it more. It's kind of like if I'm reading tarot cards, I'm going to get better as I go. But I just think that maybe the apartment did have something to do with it.
Maybe it did. And it, I mean, because it does sound like a lot of things happened there. It was interesting that catching that shadow on video.
Yeah. And what about, because twice, didn't that shadow say, Karen, turn? Which is a weird thing to say. And then that was the first one. And is that what it said the second time?
And then later there was a
Karen,
be quiet.
Be quiet.
Yeah. And now, why would it tell you to be quiet?
Why would it? Maybe the turning thing was like, and then that's when the video turned and caught the shadow person or whatever it was.
But if you're quiet, maybe, you know, you're more still, more quiet, more open to hearing things. And it's telling you, you know, to calm, quiet. And maybe it's trying to tell you something. But it can only do it if you're in that certain state of, you know, calmness and openness.
Now,
I'm just throwing out a guess there because I don't know why something would tell you to be quiet.
Especially when you're sitting there by yourself not doing nothing.
Unless it's trying to get you to calm down so you can hear it.
But she was sitting at her table. Her daughters were sleeping in the living room. And then, like, so she is being quiet. It's like...
But the quietness might be...
Or maybe she was sitting at the table doing a loud activity. I don't know.
Yeah, the quietness might be more of a way
soul
of
quieting.
Thinking, right? Yeah. Not necessarily truly noise quiet.
Now I do
but
think
to
that
quiet your brain, right?
Right. And I think the animals thing, that's its own thing.
Yeah.
I think animals are more in tune to this universe than we are. I definitely think you could hear your dog walking around after your dog's died because it's happened, and it's happened to a lot of people. So I definitely think that that's, yes. So I don't know. I think she's
and
got some
the
abilities.
Other thing, okay, another thing in the apartment, things were moving a lot. The keys wouldn't be where they were supposed to be. The remote's not where it's supposed to be. Your glass is on the floor. This is, you know, a cup's out of the wherever and is sitting over here. And you can blame some of that on just our own, you know, spaciness. And, you know, we're not thinking we set something down where we shouldn't or whatever. But that was happening a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Multiple things.
And I do know that feeling, and there's a different feeling where I know it was me. You know, I go, oh, that was dumb. Look where I put the keys in the sugar bowl. That was stupid, you know? And then I think,
do you
yeah,
really
totally.
Have a sugar bowl? Do you?
No, I don't have a sugar bowl. It was just like...
All of a sudden, I was like...
I got a sugar Tupperware container is what I
don't
have.
Even have sugar in my house. That's
oh,
just so funny.
Oh, man, I got to have it on my cereal. But anyway... you know, and you could
use
think,
a sugar
oh, yeah, I got the sugar, I got that down, and oh yeah, it was just me being goofy. You know, I did that right, absent-minded. But there are other times where, you know, I step into the, like I'll step into a room, maybe the kitchen, and I'll look and something is right on the middle of the cabinet. And I'm like, okay, I totally didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then your heart stops because you know you didn't do it. I can blame a lot of things on my absent-minded self, but there are times where I look at something and go, no, that I did not do.
Yeah.
And I think when, you know, she mentioned a few things, I'm like, okay, all right, a couple times that could happen, but not this much. Where, and I wonder if it's still going on with the objects moving. She didn't mention in the new house, well, the new old house, whether things were moving there.
I don't know. But I don't think she's crazy. Don't at
I do all. Not think she's crazy.
Okay.
Girl, look at it as a gift, right?
Because she's all, I mean, obviously, when she's going to the cemetery, she's picking up on all kinds of emotion and stuff.
Right. And, you know, it may seem more like a curse, but I think it's a gift, Karen. I really do.
Well,
for what it's worth.
Let's do another short story.
Let's do it.
Hello, my name is Victoria, and I'm a big fan of your podcast due to my fascination with ghost stories and the supernatural. Despite my lifelong fascination, I was thankful to have never had a personal paranormal experience. That is, until about a year ago. Isn't that interesting? She's fascinated with it and thankful to never have an experience.
That sounds like you.
Right? Because there's people who are like...
That's you.
I've had them and they happen, but I don't really want them to happen.
That's what I mean. Like, you know, you're always like, well, I don't want it.
I don't want to be scared.
No.
My boyfriend's mother had just moved into a two-story home in the middle of apartment complexes. The house looks like it dates back to the 1920s and is filled with plenty of unusual rooms and features. For example, as you climb the stairs, there is a small cupboard in the wall, and once opened, you see the wooden interior of the house. That's interesting. So it's almost like the...
Why would they put a fake cupboard
maybe
there?
Maybe there was like an electrical thing at one point there, or a reason they needed to reach in. I don't know.
There must be some reason for that.
One bedroom contains a child's crawl space that looks very similar to the one in Paranormal Activity 3. I don't know if I ever saw that. The mouth of the crawl space is fairly narrow and then widens to a carpeted room with pink floral wallpaper. Being fairly petite and 5'4", I was only able to fit through the space from the torso up. Perhaps it was my own imagination of recalling the movie, but I had a very eerie feeling as I crawled into the space. I probably could have shimmied myself all the way in, but I was too creeped out. That is the creepiest thing.
Well, and not to mention, I'm super claustrophobic. I am super claustrophobic. This is like my worst nightmare.
And there's pink floral wallpaper in there. So it's a room that was built.
The designer part in me is cringing. And then the, oh my goodness.
Oh,
you know, claustrophobia. Oh, you guys.
In my boyfriend's room, there is a door that looks like a closet located on the wall on the left side of the bed. However, this door is not a closet at all. Instead, it leads to a narrow staircase up into the attic, which now has very unsteady floorboards and mostly contains house insulation. The door always remains closed. Anyway, one night I spent the night. My boyfriend was fast asleep and I was sleeping on the side of the bed closest to the attic door. In the middle of the night, I had to get up to use the bathroom. On my way back to bed, I noticed that the door was open.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay.
And that's one of those things, like, it creeps you out. And, like, I'm weird with doors when I go to bed. Like, I can have it open this far, but that's too far. And I know how open they are every night before I go to sleep.
Yeah. Creepy attic door? Hell no.
I could have sworn the door was closed when I had walked into the bathroom.
It
Being
was.
Half asleep, I agree. I didn't think much of it and brushed it off as a dream. However, the next morning, the door was still open. Both my boyfriend and I were really freaked out, seeing as how the latch for the door was not something that could casually open on its own. That was my own personal encounter with something strange. However, I have heard plenty of stories where the family dog would refuse to enter those certain rooms, especially a pantry located underneath the staircase. Thanks for letting me share my story. Keep up the good work. I love the podcast. Okay, I'm going to go with that house is creepy.
That is really creepy. And it's weird that it has these strange vaults, cupboards, and little tunnels to other rooms.
Who makes a room that only kids can get into? Because that's what happens. The kids get into the room, then they need help, and you can't get in there to your kids. Like that. Who would design a room that you couldn't get it to?
It's very odd, isn't it?
And your kids could be stuck in there.
You know, there's that house in California. Is it the Winchester house? Is that
what it's called?
And it has, you know, doors that go to nothing. And
staircases that go to nothing.
And I really want to go there. I haven't gone there yet, but I really would like to go visit that house. And I'm thinking it has some of that kind of feel to it. When you were reading it, it was reminding me of that. What do you think?
I thought of that house as well. I think that house is different in that woman, I think, had a mental illness, and like if she just kept building, she wouldn't die or her loved ones wouldn't die. There's something weird with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, like, there's just weird things. Like, why is that little, what looks like a closet, a stairway to an attic right off of that bedroom? And
oh, that would be, and like she said, that you couldn't open the door. I mean, it just didn't unlatch by itself.
Mm-mm.
To open.
So I definitely think that something paranormal happened to her.
Oh, all I have to say is, girl, you were lucky you didn't wake up and see something standing over you.
Oh my God, that'd be so creepy. Whoa. If you like this show and want an ad-free experience, just sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.